Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. We have a special guest on the phone with us right now. Deborah Lee Fader joins us. A familiar name around our Q92 listener, because Deborah Lee was the mayor for Montevideo. How many years were you mayor for Montevideo?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I was mayor for 8 years, and we were in the middle of an election, and our business, which was the Sportsman Inn, got sold. So I had to drop out, and I miss being mayor so much. I just love Monty, and I love the people in that five-county area so much. And we moved. We moved to Glenwood, Minnesota, and we're on Lake Minnewaska. We moved into our house, which we were remodeling. It wasn't even finished yet, and had to just pack up and go.
So, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was in 2018.
Yeah. Well, but tell us what you've been up to, Deborah Lee.
Well, what I've been up to is I am a writer, and so I have written in three books now. We will talk about my memoir today, but the other two books, I was involved in compilation books that have several authors in the space of leadership in positive thinking. And the first book was Jack Canfield's Keys to Authenticity. Mm-hmm. And I have a chapter in that book. Then the next book is Rise Up with Lisa Nichols, and I have a chapter in that book. And both of those books are bona fide bestsellers. Mm. And they started out as bestsellers on Amazon, but they're beyond that now. They're just going through the roof.
Amazing. Now, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is amazing. Well, and in the meantime, the way that my memoir got started is, none of us know how long we're going to be on this earth. So I wanted to impart some of my thoughts, my beliefs, and the trials and errors I've been through as a person and health-wise into my memoir, basically for my family, so that they could know me and be able to remember me when I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened is I ended up morphed into an actual positive thinking book that is currently in pre-launch on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also where other fine Christian books are being sold. And when you called me right now, I was on another call. I was speaking to the Amazon KDP, which is Kindle Direct Publisher. And I was speaking to someone from there because they are getting calls from different companies asking for film rights to my book.
Oh, wow. That's pretty exciting news, Deborah Lee.
Well, it really is, and honestly, since this book, Walk by Faith with God as Your Compass, has been out there in pre-launch, I am getting calls from people all over the world wanting to market my book in their countries, in international book fairs, in the United States, from New York, and from out in California. So I have some book fairs that I am lining up for myself through these different reps, and they have all said the same thing, that their reading department has chosen my book as the number one book to try to market.
Oh, wow. That is so exciting.
It truly is.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, people, when they're searching for me and wanting these things, of course, we're America. It's all capitalism. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants the rights to my books, to my movies, to scripts, to whatever I have. And I honestly need an intellectual lawyer, somebody that handles intellectual properties for me, because I don't want to make any kind of a misstep. So if there's anybody out there listening to this that handles that and knows it well, please give me a call. All you have to do
yeah.
is is look up on my website for the phone number.
What is your website?
My website, I have two that are out there that are nonprofit charities, diversityusa.org, queenofkindness.org, and then I have a personal website which has a store on it for all sorts of goods that we sell as far as the charities. All of the funds, if somebody buys a charitable item, that gets sent to the two charities, any kind of funds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have also a link that goes, if it's my books, it will go directly to me.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that particular website is called DeborahLeeFader.com. So you can find out all my information, you know, how to reach me. It's my personal cell phone number.
Nice.
So that's what's going on.
Okay. And let's talk about your book, Deborah Lee, Walk by Faith with God as Your Compass. Tell us a little bit about your book. What's it about?
Well, it's about, it details, there's so much. I mean, I could have written so many stories about things that I've experienced in my lifetime, but that would be the size of, you know, a huge, huge book. I'm not writing War and Peace. So, you know, the stories I'm telling are all nonfiction. These are truthful stories.
Okay.
And so it details my walk with God throughout the entertainment industry when I was first a singer, dancer, actress, and also production show singer throughout many, many years. Then it goes into my life how I became a broadcaster, why I became a broadcaster, and the reason I became a broadcaster is I could still speak. And I was becoming too old to be doing all these athletic shows. It just was far too hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there on the stage with 22-year-olds, and I had been a 22-year-old when I first started. But towards the end of that segment of my life, I wasn't 22 anymore. So I decided to go into broadcasting because of vocal talents. And I did that. And then after that, I met my husband, Brad Fader, and then what I went through when I contracted a debilitating illness, and I detail what I went through, all the medical gaslighting I went through, everything that happened, and I thank different people from the Montevideo Hospital that helped me get through what I needed to have happen to hopefully move on to going to Mayo and finding out a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that's in the book. And then I give credit where credit's due to the people from Montevideo, the doctors, nurses, people that helped. And then also where I've made my most strides with a medication that keeps me on my feet and the therapy, walk therapy, that I have here in Glenwood at Glacial Ridge Hospital. So, and the people that have helped me here. So it's my life work in a small book. But I don't know where it's going to go. It looks like it's going somewhere. When I was speaking to the woman from Kindle that called me today asking for information, I asked her, I told her what's going on with me. People are coming out of the woodwork, I said. And I said, you've had two companies approach you directly because they bought the Kindle and they're reading it and seeing pictures and all of this that I've put into the book. I said, does this happen to a lot of people that have Kindle books? And she said, absolutely not.
Hmm.
So awesome. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal, Deborah Lee.
And I'm very excited. I'm very, truthful. The truth is of me and what I've been through is going to come out. And my goal is to help other people that have trials and tribulations and how to triumph through tragedy. And that's what the book is about.
Okay.
And of course, you know I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I speak about things through biblical passages. But I also have my own belief that we all come to know God through our own ways. And I believe that we are all basically on a learning curve and the same path to knowledge, but through different ways.
Okay.
I think that's what we learn here while we're here.
Good.
So that's my book in a nutshell.
That's awesome, Deborah Lee. That's awesome.
Oh.
Congratulations on the success. It's just starting, it sounds like.
Yes. The pre-launch. I'm in pre-launch. It's you can order it, but they're not starting to ship anything out until October 7th.
October 7th.
So that's next week. But if you want to look and see and hear, you can go to the Kindle app on Amazon. Just punch in my name, Deborah Lee Fader, and you'll see the different ways you can purchase the book. And also currently, I am creating the Audible for the book.
Oh.
So that will be out probably in November,
right.
I imagine.
Yep. Yeah.
So we'll have that as well. Yeah.
All right. It's been wonderful catching up with you, Deborah Lee. We're happy for you. And, so purchase that book. Go to Amazon and just search Deborah Lee Fader. And there's your book, Walk by Faith with God as Your Compass. That's awesome, Deborah Lee.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul, and God bless you. I say it every time, but really, God bless you, Paul, for contacting me, and God bless Ruth Ann Lee from the Hollywood, because she set this up for us.
Yep.
So,
all right. Thank you, Deborah Lee. Yep, thank you very much, and we'll have to stay in touch then.
Okay, so long.
Yep, and hopefully it's made into a movie.
I hope so. God bless.
All right. Deborah Lee Fader with her new book, Walk by Faith as God as Your Compass.